White, Petoskey, Michigan, June 29th, 1891. Dear son Willie, I have just returned from Sherman camp meeting. I felt so stupid, so lifeless, that although I slept well nights, I would, as soon as I attempted to write, lose myself, nod, and make large scrawls with my pen. I tried to the uttermost of my power to change this condition of things, and I could not. Days I could not make my brain work. All the noise and hammering had not the least effect on me. When I could write, I was as one who heard not, and could write all day as fast as my pen could go over the paper. Then again came this benumbing stupidness that almost drove me distracted, because I could not work. I had given up all thought of attending the meeting until I was so affected with this sleepiness. Then I said, I cannot endure this. I will go to the meeting. I feared my resolution not to go was not right. I started in company with Dr. Lay and Senior Starr, leaving Sarah to oversee matters of importance at home. We changed cars at Cadillac, where the camp meeting was held last year. Here we changed depots just a short distance apart from Brother McKee's, the dentist that worked a while with Atherton. A sister sent her son with a quart of excellent milk, and we went into the park between the two depots and ate our dinner at 1:30. We had a good appetite and did justice to our meal. I had rested and slept most of the way. We were on the cars about 3 hours. After we changed cars, we went only 30 miles, very fast, and came to Sherman, where Brother Misek has a large tract of land of several hundred acres. The camp meeting was on his land. The village of cotton houses looked very neat and attractive. I had a large parlor, 16 by 16, and a large bedroom, 12 by 12, plenty of air and plenty of room. I was made comfortable. Friday, I attended 5:30 morning meeting, and there were then about 100 on the ground. Brother Corliss will tell you about the meeting. I improved in health every day. I spoke 6 times with great freedom. Sunday morning, I read an important testimony written 1 year ago from Michigan. This was my talk, in reading and interspersed with remarks. I cannot doubt but the Lord would have me attend that meeting. I was lifted up above this stupidity. I think the people were blessed in hearing the message I had for them. Now, Willie, I am convinced I can accomplish as much writing in attending some camp meetings as in remaining away. My mind is revived. Subjects come more distinctly before me, and I feel an inspiration to write. But I must not compel myself to write when I'm feeling my head will not work. This affliction certainly is greater for me to bear than I can express. At camp meetings, the Spirit of the Lord opens rich veins of precious treasures, and I can write, if left to myself, as at Brother Misek's, and well accommodated, not in a tent, but in living rooms, in a dwelling off the grounds. We left this day, Monday, but Corliss will tell you about it. I am riding in my added front, the pleasantest room I was ever in. The lower room is not finished yet, but nearly done. I feel altogether better than before I went to the meeting. I am waiting anxiously to have some response from Miller. I shall have no farther anxiety. I shall commit all to the Lord and wait for Him to work in my behalf. The Lord knows I want no will of my own. I shall be glad to see you at any time, could accommodate you much better than when you were here before. I find Marion moved into her room, the one I occupied when you were here. She has been all the time settled at Salisbury's. She still writes there, but sleeps here. Brother Van Horn did well at the meeting. Brother Fargo was not at the meeting. His foot was taken very lame, and he could not be there. Wrote he would be here at Petoskey first of this week. Dr. Talbot, who was married at the meeting in Salamanca, sent $50 as a donation for the meeting house here, and said he would do more.
I wrote a grateful response, and the morning I left, received another letter containing a draft for $100 and said he would do more in September. This is good. At the camp meeting, about $25 were raised. I will now close this letter with much love for you and your dear children. Mother. Postscript by Sarah McEnterfer. This letter was put in the seat of the buggy as we went to the office, and in taking it out to mail it, it caught and tore in pieces, so I copy it and send you both copies. If you cannot read hers, you can the copy made.